This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now I want to show you the other place in the Quran where dahr is used, and this is really important. Who was the Meccan Quran talking to? Do you know? Mushrikeen. People who worship many idols. But there was a small minority of atheists in Mecca too. They were not a large number, they were a small minority, but they were there. And actually, some level of atheists or materialists have always been there in every society. Even though majority of human, you know, cultures and civilizations have had some kind of religion, but there's always been a small group that are just materialists or nihilists. This world is all there is. This life there is all there is. There's no afterlife. There's no God, etc., etc. Okay. So there were people like that also in Mecca. And even though they're a very small minority and they don't represent any authority, they're loud enough and they're important enough that the Quran sometimes even records their arguments. And this is perhaps a wisdom in the Quran that through time, as Islam goes all over the world, there will be people that will subscribe to that religion also, atheism. And so maybe their worldview from back then, from 1400 years ago, maybe that's old atheism. And maybe new atheists have some really epic new ideas that are like so much more advanced and sophisticated that their aqidah has much stronger foundations now. Right? Maybe that's the case. But Allah decided to record these old Arab desert, you know, atheists that were herding sheep, but were atheists. They weren't PhDs in a university, and recorded their atheistic worldview, and let's see if it's still relevant. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. They said, it's nothing but our worldly life. That's all there is, this world's life, that's all, and it's ours. Ours is important here, because they're saying, who's in charge of my life? I am. Just do as you want, man. You're just going to be here, and your cells are going to disintegrate, then a goat's going to eat it. You're going to go into the dirt, and you're going to come out like a plant, and a goat's going to come bite what used to be your cells. So just enjoy your cells while they're together, and live your life. This is just all we have. And then they say, namutu wa nahya. We're going to die, but for now, we're alive. We live. We die, we live. So basically, death is the end. YOLO. This is the Quran YOLO. Namutu wa nahya. Okay? This is what it is. But the problem with this is really interesting. The problem is, if an atheist says, there's no God, there's no afterlife, fine. The authority on my life is who? Me. So I'm going to live as I please. Well, if you're going to live and exist as you please, then you shouldn't die. Because then why do you want to die? If it's up to you, then... Because if I say I eat, means I choose to eat. I sleep means I choose to sleep. I live, I choose to live. And if you say I die, you choose to die? Why do you want to die? You should just keep living. So they're like, wait, we got to answer that question. Because life is up to me. Who's death up to? Right? Because they can take credit for life if they want. That's what they want to do, right? But they took credit for death too. So they added, وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. It's nothing but this all-swallowing time. That's the one that kills us. Time kills us. Okay, we die. Okay, no. I didn't mean we die. I mean that time kills us. This all-encompassing thing. If it wasn't for time, then we wouldn't die. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. And they have no knowledge of how time works. Allah says, they have no knowledge of it. Like they're talking about time as if they know what time is. They don't know what it is. And we're only beginning to grasp even just at the straws of what this thing is, this time is. In a famous hadith, Allah attributes time to Himself. لَا تَسُبُّ الدَّهْرِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الدَّهْرِ. Don't curse time. Allah Himself is time. Meaning Allah Himself is the owner of time. Like Allah calls Himself Nur, Allah also calls Himself Ad-Dahr. Right? And so, وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They do nothing but make assumptions. Now, what I want you to understand about this, based on the atheistic view of time and all of it, the universe is so big, we're nothing. We agree. Muslims and atheists agree on this one. The universe is so vast, and we are an accidental little planet where just these few cells came together after billions of permutations and bajillions of permutations. So we're here, you know, just by this happy accident. So just live it up. That's their view. You know what they use this as? They use this as an argument that we are so insignificant that there, if there is a God, he's probably busy running other galaxies and other nebulas and other dimensions and worried about black holes. He doesn't have time to deal with my insignificant little few, you know, organic matter that came together. So they use the insignificance of the human being physically to basically argue that we are too insignificant and we're basically an accident, and therefore there's no need to be concerned with a God. Even if there was one hypothetically in this fourth dimension that we can't perceive.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.